Just calling in to say that if you ever change the six-pack theme, I'm going to round up a militia and raise the state of Tennessee to the ground. Your show is fine. I can take it or leave it. But the current six-pack theme is one of the only things in the world that brings me even a tiny drop of joy consistently. Anyway, you have to use this voicemail on the show. Otherwise, you're misogynists. Okay, bye.
Hey everybody, welcome to YKS. We love our ladies.
Now
this is ladies
again.
Night.
And we're feeling right.
That's so cool. I'm so glad that what we're doing is making people smile.
Yeah, we had no part in it though. Somebody made it for us. So really the only part of the show that anyone likes is the music part of it, where other people have done all of it.
And honestly, about half of it we didn't even ask for. They just did on their own. So no, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's grim, huh? Well,
boy,
stick around,
find
guys.
Find out about the fact that we don't do anything on this show.
Coming up a little bit later in the show, we will listen to the six-pack theme song. So you're going to want to stick around for that and check that out. There's going to be about 25 minutes on one side of it that's not going to be that great, and then there's going to be about 45 minutes on the other side of it that is really, really bad. But
people just posting the timestamp of the theme song in the episode comments.
Thumbs up if you're here in 2023 and just listening to the six-pack theme song from this era of the show.
I was born in the wrong generation. This takes me back, and it's the theme we got for the free. For the, the royalty free one that we used or whatever.
Oh boy. Mike, we got a big show. Okay, we got a very big show. Very excited to do the show today. We are on our this is our third day in a row of work, which I don't know how you guys are doing it out there. Three days in a row. Some of you are working 3 days in a row.
You think what other people work 3 days in a row?
Wow, 3 days in a row, every day for 3 days you wake up and work? Holy shit. I'd blow my brains out if I had to work 3 days. Oh, my God. But I'm excited about this. We've got so much good stuff to talk about, Mike. I'm running on fumes, actually, and it's not just because we have put in a heroic effort of working 3 days in a row, which, I mean, anymore, people don't want to work, except for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been waking up progressively earlier in the mornings because my kids are getting up earlier, and it's not that they need me to like look after everything that they're doing, but they will walk into the bedroom and be like, "Dad, can you get out of bed? Like, what are you doing?" And it's like 6:58, and they're like, "Dad," I'm like, "Bro,
toss him in a room with some cartoons on, man."
Can you pour me some cereal, head ass? You know where the cereal is at, and I saw the milk, and it's like less than half. So you can lift it. You know, it's fucking it's crazy what they want you to do now as a parent. Okay, it's too woke for one thing. The kids have gone woke, and they don't want to do they won't pour their own cereal. Very frustrating. Very frustrating for me. I'm in the bed. I'm trying to do the. I don't know if anyone else does this. Doing the thing where I know I have to wake up very soon, but I'm so fucking tired. I'm closing one eye. I'm like, you know, as long as the other eye is open. You don't do that.
No, that's so funny.
Oh, like you hop right out of bed.
I'm up as soon as, sometimes I wake up before the alarm.
Before my
hits,
alarm.
I'm like,
shut up.
I'm like,
Mike's alarm is famously set to be 12:45. PM, and he will sometimes rise even before that, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
I've conditioned my body and brain to rise with the noon sun.
It's circadian rhythms. I mean, this is actually what human bodies are meant to do. You know, it's actually more natural. I got up earlier this morning. So we left earlier this morning, and I'm taking my kids out earlier than normally I ever do it. And we got out there. By the time we got out there, the bus had not come yet. So the kids are still waiting on the bus. And there's a guy who parks right in front of my house with his kid in the car, like waiting for the school bus.
Was he and lives? He lives like down the street from you or something?
I guess he lives down the street. Yeah. And he's like, I'll just park here.
Oh no, that's then, nasty. Walk like, down to the, because I know where you live, and I'll tell anybody okay. who emails in and asks about it.
Oh, like, I know where you live. Didn't know you knew that. Okay.
the street, not that long, right? Just no. walk down the street and wait with your kid. Are you that lazy or what?
I guess I don't understand any of it. It was a little bit chilly this morning, but you're sending him in with a jacket anyways.
Yeah.
All of the other kids are at the stop sign waiting for the school bus, and you're pointing your fucking GMC at them. Like, you're massive. Like, you're just standing there, like, idling your car, not just in front of my house, but also, like right in front of the children who are waiting for the... They're trying not to look at you, right? Like, they're trying not to make eye contact with the guy who could mow them down and he... You know, it's fucking psycho. What are you doing? Let your kid out of the car and go on back. Are they sitting there with a robe? I don't know what. But I had to fucking swerve around them so I could turn out onto the street. And it's like, if you're already in the car, just take the kid to school. What are you doing?
He's waiting there for like a half hour.
if your kid's riding the bus, right? So many kids ride the bus. It's because like you have other shit to do at home. You are on your way to work. They've got their friend who's on the bus. Well, I don't know. But in any of those situations, aren't you just either putting them on the bus or driving to school? And here comes 10,000 emails of people. I idle my car in front of my neighbor's house every morning. I do it because of I have anxiety. Whatever.
To whom it may concern.
I was just pissed off having to swerve around this fucking guy.
Yeah, man, I hate that. I hate that shit when I'm picking up my kid, you know, or dropping him off. And people will park on like the side streets of the school, or there will be a line, and they drive on the opposite side of the road down the
yes
to get a I don't know where the fuck they're going.
I you know who I don't like? This is a broad category. I don't like the I'm just gonna be a minute guys. I don't like the I'm just yeah, gonna be a yeah. minute mindset. We have to delete that. By you. No, you may no. It's just this one time. It's not this one time. You do this yeah. shit. You do it every day. Get your shit together.
This shit just happened to me today, JF. No lie. There was someone who parked in my second parking spot at my yeah. home. And then someone else.
Bougie Mike has two parking spots. Okay. He does. Let's just get it out in the open. He has two parking spots. Okay.
And there's one actually one more in the front where anybody could park, which I do not like. Don't park in front of my house if you live at my house. Anyway, so they parked. Somebody parked in my parking spot, and then somebody yeah. parked like by them, behind them. So they basically boxed me in.
You're boxed in. Yes.
The trash guy was coming,
mm-hmm.
and he can't scooch by. Because this car's here. So I look like the asshole. I look like I'm having a fucking party or something because I got like 17 people in my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And which I am later. I'm having a COVID party. We're all getting COVID. So it's called herd community, Jeff. And so I look like an asshole when I'm out there smoking weed and the trash guys pull up and they're looking at these cars, you know, and they're like
looking up at you on the balcony like, what are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Like my little puzzle I made for you down there.
So, that's, but yeah, it's not just a one-time thing. You let them walk all over you, and I know do it forever. So I went over there and I flashed. I was packing heat. I flashed my sidearm at him.
I've started to conceal carry, yeah, because you never know when someone's going to very slightly inconvenience you or irritate you in some way. That's why I'm always backing as well. But I've always thought when I've come over to your place, I've always tried to pull into that second spot, and you're parked halfway in between. You're just like spread. You're man spreading in your parking spots. And
sometimes I man spread. Yeah,
I get mad. I get fucking mad at you because I'm pulling around and I'm trying to decide, did he man spread? Because there's no line. So I'm like, did he man spread in this or can I get in? And I'm like, no, I can't fucking get in. So now I'm blocking everybody too. And I'm thinking I'm mad at you. But now I'm actually on your side because 99% of the time, that you're doing fine. You're taking up your parking spots and everything's yeah. cool. I agree with you.
It's so funny you get like inconvenienced, mildly inconvenienced.
Yeah.
And just have it take up your entire morning, like looking at the cameras and stuff. Who the fuck is moving in two houses down from me?
dude,
fucking
dude,
monitoring everything.
It's no wonder at all why people go nuts. It's so easy to go nuts just sitting in your own house with your own thoughts all day. And like, look, I mean, I get mad at my dogs, right? Because if somebody walks across the street, my dogs go up to the window and start barking. And I'm like, gosh, shut the fuck up. I'm on the phone, whatever. Yeah. And then I realize, like, I'm actually doing that too. Like, we're both doing the same shit.
Who the fuck? Fucking in front of my fucking house, making my cameras ding around. What the fuck's going on?
Oh, great. There's some little kid walking up and asking me for $5 so he can do a backflip or whatever. Like, that is, that's my shit. No wonder my dogs are the way they are, you know? That's me. And then fucking, and then later, speaking of inconveniences that are so stupid, but left you, I mean, I get a phone call, right? I get a fucking phone call. It's an area code that I expect to have real phone calls on, not the area code that I get the spam calls on, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this is probably safe.
There was a guy who called me the other day, and he was like, it was like some robot stuff. And I always, of course, I press one to talk to somebody. And the guy was like, hello, this is Michael or whatever. I'm here. I'm talking to you about some car stuff or what have you. And I said, you're Michael. I'm Michael. What the fuck is going on? He hung up on me. I just try to have conversations with them because I like talking to them.
So somebody calls. I pick up the phone. And she goes, hey, this is so-and-so. And I didn't get her name because who gives a fuck? Okay. she says, hey, this is so-and-so from the bank that you use. And I'm like everybody else. I got the online banks, whatever, right? But I did go and get, I signed up for a local bank because they send out those flyers. It's like, we'll give you free money if you sign up a checking account or whatever. Yeah. So I said, I got all day. I'll go over here and sign up for a fucking checking account, you know, and then follow it and make sure you give my ass the bonus in the checking account and make sure there's no fees being taken out. I got time to fucking watch your ass.
How long do I
have
to wait until I can close this account?
Close the fucking account.
Collect my $50.
Well, this is the problem is I think this is what they're doing is if you sign up using that code where you can get the free bonus in your checking account, I think they are calling and following up like every month because she was like, hey, just wanted to see, like, what's going on? How are you doing? How are things going here with the bank? And if you need anything, just let me know. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I mean, this is not my first. I'm 33 years old. This is not my first today at the bank. Wait, can I call my banker if I have any financial needs sitting at home? Like, asking my wife. She's like, I don't know. I don't need anything else. You are the bank that I'm going to sign up for a gambling website on. You're the bank. You're the first line of fucking defense in my banking strategy. We don't need anything. We don't need to talk ever again.
I'm here if you. I'm not doing anything. Shit, I'm in the house most days.
How are you? How are you trying to outcrazy the bank lady now? So I don't know, but I'm looking forward to their phone. Hopefully the phone rings again today and gives me something to do. That would be so great because after you know, I've worked 3 days in a row, so I've earned my vacation, obviously. I'm ready to clock out of this fucking thing and never think about work ever again.
I have some bad news for you.
Oh no, we do have to do an update on an old Kickstarter, Mike. Now, this is where we go around town and we look, we go and we look at the old, we look at the old Kickstarters. We had a question in the mailbag we did recently on the Squeeze Louise tier, now on video, where they asked, hey, how do you come up with the questions for
the update?
How
do you guys come up with your crazy ideas?
Yeah. Yeah, well, listen, in some states it's not legal. I'll give you that much of a hint. So basically what I like to do is I like to just, I open up our documents, what we call them, and I scroll down really, really far. I just hit the scroll wheel on my mouse, I slap it real hard, and I walk the fuck away, okay?
And let that motherfucker spin if the price is right.
When I come back 30, 40 minutes later, still going, I stop it. And I click on one of the documents there and I see, okay, what did we talk about this week? And I'll look and I'll see, did we have anything here that actually got backed? Because it is, I mean, sometimes I like to update on the ones that didn't get backed or they were close or they got canceled or something like that. But it is nice to be able to tell you, hey, this got made and four people got it and they said it sucked.
Yeah.
That's a nice update to me, you know? So I was looking around. I pulled up this one from episode 104. This is June 2019, if you're keeping track at home. And this is the Leia Moon. This is the Leia Moon. Yeah, it's where you can go to get your hair braided. Please tell me.
Buns.
You know, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
The Leia Moon. She was on Endor.
Yep.
She was on Endor.
Those little guys on there.
Yes. They would know how to because.
Anga Banga.
Whatever they fucking said.
Watching that for 60 minutes. Yeah, Anga Banga. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, it's awesome. I hope there's
incest revealed in this. Leia Moon, your home electronic steam seat. Now, what is this for, Mike? And let's tread carefully here because, as we said earlier, this is ladies' night. This is all for the ladies. Okay.
That's right.
If you got a pussy out there, you're listening to this shit, you know what's up when I'm saying you sit on this thing and some steamy herbs go up in that thing. This is your home electronic vaginal steam. Okay, I'm not saying it right, okay? I'm a classic dude. I don't know what to call it, you know.
I can't keep up with the names. Hey gang, this one's for your fucking vulva. It's for your vulva.
It really, really is. It goes basically all up in there and everything. And we talked about this at the time. I guess we did our research. We figured out it's fake. It's fake to do this. There's a picture of Chrissy Teigen sitting on one. So there you go right there. Case closed.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
That's really, really cool. So the purported benefits of the steaming, I almost don't want to say this. Is it called a yoni steamer? Is that what it's called?
I think it's a yoni steamer. Okay. JF.
And yoni is like the spirit that lives in your pussy, right?
Yes, I believe so, JF. It's a It's an astrology thing or something.
Oh, is it?
Just getting everything wrong. Firing on no cylinders whatsoever.
None. The purported benefits of this are that it can treat stress, depression, Finally, something for depression that doesn't work. That's awesome. Hemorrhoids.
I was looking at my pussy yesterday, and motherfucker looks depressed. He looks sad as fuck. I get him some steam going in there.
But it's supposed to alleviate period symptoms as well. Bloating, exhaustion, cramps, heavy menstrual flow, irregular periods. All that stuff has got to be a big bummer. And I can see why you would think, you know, sitting on some herbs would maybe help. I mean, because at that point, you want to try anything. And I've been there, too. You don't feel good. You say, I'll do whatever. I'll put some herbs up in my stuff. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. But at the end of the day, what am I out but a couple of herbs? Well, gang, there's actually some problems there because it may not be safe. According to an OBGYN interviewed by HCA Healthcare Today, check these guys out as well for all your healthcare needs. Or maybe they'll call you in the afternoon while you're just sitting around. Adding steam or heat to the vagina may provide the perfect environment for bacteria that cause yeast or other vaginal infections to thrive. Ay, ay, ay. That is no good. You don't want to do that.
It sounds like some fake news from the CDC to me. We recently had some of that going around. I will tell you, JF, we're not allowed to talk about it on the air, but I will tell you.
Yeah.
I will get you into contact with my friend. His name is Ivan Mechtin. He's a great guy. Wink. Wink.
Okay. And how are we spelling that? So the vagina is a self-cleaning organ, gang. So you're not going to maybe want to do too much as far as putting a bunch of hot water and herbs into it. But the people at Leia Moon say, you know, sometimes the old ways are the best ways. And that's why they invented this little toilet seat for you to sit on. What do you do with this thing? Well, it comes with a little tin of, it looks like one of those fancy tea places. You know, have you ever seen the fancy teas?
Yeah.
And never try one of those teas, by the way. It'll ruin your ass on tea because you're going to fucking crave the super expensive teas with the specialized. Don't ever try one. They're so fucking good. So you fill up the chamber with water and you put it on the base and then it just starts steaming up. Then you hike up your skirt a little more, Dave Matthews Band. And
squat over that motherfucker, huh?
You do, yeah. You're gonna want to squat on this MF, and basically, just it looks like you sit there for a while, Then it says you're supposed to pour it out into the garden. Whatever.
Here's some pussy water. There's some pussy water for you.
The plants are liking it, though. I mean, the plants are like...
Oh, shit. Oh, thanks.
And, you know, does it work? Does it not work? Hell, you know, who the hell knows? You've got some people here that are saying it's a delightful act of self-care. I mean, basically, if you're listening to this show, you don't need that because you're already listening to the show. So you don't need the self... This is self-care. You don't need the little potty seat. For $200 and some, you could have gotten this thing shipped out to your ass and pussy, and you could have gone crazy on it. But it looks like they're still struggling with the production. Turns out it's actually ready? Really hard. Yeah.
Ready for a refund now, someone said. Wow.
Yeah. And actually, a recent update. You know what? You got to give it up. A recent update here from Jessica at Leah Moon. And here it is. This is from September 15th. Well, the plan was to update you as soon as we have our final approved product sample in hand so that I could include photos and videos and confirm that the product is now in production. However, our manufacturer has still not sent us the final sample since after testing, it is not yet meeting our requirements. So there's some issue with the control panel height. The sticker is not sticky enough because it ripples at the edges, maybe under steam, you know, I don't know. It also says that the temperature requirements have not been met, and it says when they tested for the max temperature, they were getting numbers that do not match our design criteria, in parentheses, too high.
Too high. Damn.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's the last thing I think I wanted to hear from the hot water on pussy company.
Smell something. Oh, yeah. What the hell?
I really don't think I mean, I want them to take their time. Take your time, right? If I'm putting my stuff, the most sensitive parts of my body over this hot water heater, I want you to make sure that it's not going to shoot me off of it like fucking Bugs Bunny. I need to make sure everything's cool. I need to make sure everything is cool with this, and I appreciate the honesty, right? And the updates and everything. But boy, that's scary to think about the temperature being way too high. And maybe don't say too high. Maybe say there's some problems with I don't know. I don't know. I think if you
transparent, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
I wasn't even thinking about burning my fucking cooter off, but now it's all the only thing I can fucking think about.
God, the person reading that and going, I can't wait to get my Leia Moon. I think I'll check in on the update and see how it's going. And then just like their mouth, like slowly still falling in
beta.
Open.
It's still in beta.
And somebody tested it. God, I hope they tested it with like a thermometer.
Yeah,
I don't.
You'd have to think, huh?
Well, it's tested on animals. They do. They put a horse's pussy over top of this thing and just see how the horse reacts. And so far, it's not. We lost a lot of good horses. So that's the Leia Moon update. Kind of scary to think about. We've got even more scary stuff coming up later in the show, including the six pack theme song, which you're going to want to stick around from. Everybody loved it, especially the ladies. But first, a word from our sponsors. Today's episode of YKS sponsored by Gumball, the magic of Gumball. Now, there's no secret here. Podcast advertising has taken the marketing landscape by storm. Okay, talk about the perfect storm. I mean, you got podcasts, you got ads. Wow, what else do you want? Okay, as a host, my audience trusts me to put out great content and to curate sponsors with products or services that I actually find useful. That's part of why the host read ad works so well. The other part, of course, is my natural charm. But the process of booking these ads isn't always so simple. You know, before Gumball, it got to the point where I was almost thinking, maybe I should come up with my own products to put on here. Maybe I should come up with my own company, okay? And maybe I should incorporate it in Delaware, tax advantages, okay? Also with subsidiaries in Ireland, more tax advantages, okay? I'm thinking, really, what's the best way to screw old Uncle Sam? That's where my mind goes, but I've got a business brain, okay? And sometimes it can get pretty complicated and messy in there. All right. There's lots of back and forth between all of the advertisers and me. Mostly me sending these long screeds. You know, how dare you email me? Never email me again. Don't email my wife. All this stuff. And it's harder to curate too. I got to think off the top of my head, who do I want to have on the show as an advertiser? It's too much work, but it doesn't have to be. That's where Gumball comes in. Here's what I like about Gumball, okay? It seems like it's magic, and it's not. And to me, that's the most incredible thing on earth. Sometimes the Gumball folks, they pull a quarter out from behind my ear, and I go, where did it even? Peekaboo, you know, where the hell? And that's what's so great about these guys, okay? They make it so easy. Advertisers book spots on the show. Hey, I'm a show, right? The scripts come directly to us. Ever heard of email? And all we have to do is record. We put our butts in our nice plush chairs, okay? And I'm talking plush. And then we just say what's on the paper in front of us. Anybody could do this. But if you guys found out how easy it was, I might be out of a job. So maybe it's not that easy. Bottom line, Gumball makes things easier for everyone, except for if you're not as good at it as I am. For podcasters, they're going to help you monetize your show. They're going to help you learn about an advertiser before you say yes. Choose to work with brands that fit your audience, know when you're getting paid, and keep track of that ad schedule. Boy, that is a thorn in my side, but Gumball makes it easy. For advertisers, look, you got powerful demographic filters to find the right show for you. Scale and build campaigns with ease. Keep track of air checks when ads go live. That's right, I'm uploading these things, so somebody's listening to them. We're on Gumball, so guess what? You can buy ads on our show by going to gumball.fm and searching for Your Kickstarter Sucks. That's what you're listening to right now, okay, genius? If you're an advertiser or a podcaster, have a look at gumball.fm. Browse shows, discover new advertising options, or list your own podcast today. Gumball.fm. Now there's something to chew on. All right, everybody, you know what time it is. It's BetterHelp time. That's right. Today's episode also brought to you by BetterHelp. What interferes with your happiness? Okay, is it because it's a Monday? Oh, man. Or maybe it's Tuesday, or maybe it's it's Wednesday, whatever day of the week it is. Maybe that's the day that's really sticking in your craw, huh? What's preventing you from achieving your goals? Is it because it's freaking Thursday, or, oh man, is it Friday again? I wanted to achieve my goals. Well, BetterHelp is going to help you out. They're going to assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Connect with them in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling. Okay, you can send a message to your counselor anytime, whether it's Saturday, Sunday. Man, it's coming on. It's coming on back around on Monday again. Here we are. Now my happiness is getting messed up again because it's Monday. You're going to get timely and thoughtful responses. So just for instance, if you send one on Monday, you might get one. You might get one on, they might be busy. Maybe Tuesday. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good turn. I don't know. Maybe it's Monday, but maybe it's Tuesday, and that's still a pretty good turnaround, okay? You don't have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. You're sitting there in the waiting room. God, it's Wednesday again. I can't believe this. BetterHelp, though, is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide. So if you're hearing this across the globe and you're thinking, well, this doesn't apply to me. You know, it's Thursday here. I don't know what day it could be over there where BetterHelp is. Don't worry about it. BetterHelp is everywhere, okay? There's a broad range of expertise available. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's a big range, okay? It covers the whole globe with its range, so you're going to be all right no matter what, okay? Anything you share is confidential. It's convenient, professional, affordable. Check out the testimonials posted daily on their site. Sometimes I just go over there and just read them. Sometimes I'll just read that instead of reading a book. You know, books a long time ago, pages smell weird. BetterHelp testimonials, well, they're new. They're posted daily on the site, okay? No stink because it's on your monitor, probably LCD, LED monitor, so you're good there. No paper cuts. I mean, the benefits are really starting to add up here for reading the testimonials. Now, if you want to sign up for BetterHelp, you can certainly do that too, but I recommend the testimonials first and foremost. First and foremost? What is this? That's some Thursday talk right there. Bizarre. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states to work all 7 days of the week. Wow, that's pretty cool. I want you to start living a happier life or Friday today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/YKS. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/YKS.
Oh, it's six-pack time. It's six-pack time. It's time to do
the okay.
Six-pack time.
Okay, it's time for the six-pack, Mike. We've got six Kickstarters here to talk about, and then we will get out of your hair. So what is the first one you want to talk about today, my friend?
Oh, boy. It's hard to... How do I even pick one? Tabbing over. Not obviously tabbing over. Trying not to be... Free speech is everything these days, JF, and that's never more true than now. Silence no more. Share, download, re-upload news and ideas. Sharing network. Share it, and it's gone after 30 minutes. This is a free speech network called ASAP. Pronounced ASAP, but it looks like ASAP.
Unfortunately, gang, it does look like ASAP, which is, I would say, the first big swing and miss on this. And there's a lot more after that. Do you want to watch the video here?
Yeah, hit that vid.
All people striving to unite have learned that free speech is everything. That's why you are invited to speak freely. Yes, you are. As with ASAPME, you are the only boss who owns and controls the information you share with others. Today, tomorrow, and every day from now on. Let the world hear your news and ideas with no followers needed. With ASAPME, there is no need to register, no admins to stop you, or shady AI censors to shadow ban you. It's a truly neutral, public, borderless, censorship-resistant, decentralized, and simply better way to communicate insights with no barriers on the way, so we all know what's going on. Here, no one can remove your content but time, as all information you share will soon be gone. Declare that free speech is everything with ASAP.me. But beware, as freedom may not be for you.
Freedom may not be for you. That's an interesting tag here.
Hello to everyone. My English is still improving. That's why I will be reading. My name is Ruslan Ulko. I would like to thank you for watching the intro video and for supporting ASAP.me. I would like to share an idea with you that to unite people for common good, countries would need people, obviously, resources.
I agree with what he said there. If you want to unite the people for the common good, ingredient one, it's got to be the people. I mean, let's not put the cart before the horse, right? People have got to be involved in this project. ASAP.me, all people deserve to be heard with no middleman control. Well, how does it empower you? Okay. Well, I guess it deletes your stuff after you post it, which...
Yeah.
Let's take this guy at face value. Let's pretend that it's not some weird, disgusting app catering to exactly the types of people and posts that we all know that it's catering to.
Let's pretend for a second.
What would be the advantage of your post going away within 30 minutes, no matter what, if you were trying to disseminate information? What's the advantage of that? Does that make any sense?
I don't know. I like that feature when you on the Instagram story thing, when you post something, I post a picture of the cat or something and it disappears. It's not up there for like 17 years. Somebody commenting on it 6 years later saying, like,
sure. Well,
your floor looks like shit or something like that. Fuck you.
You've moved three times since then.
My floor
the cat's
did
dead.
Shit.
Yeah, I agree with that for like personal friends shooting out photos and stuff like that. That makes sense. But when your goal is to unleash the truth, does it really make sense for it to fade away like that? And, you know, maybe it's a matter of, you know, what kind of content is available. Why don't we check it out right now? Let's just click on ASAP.me. He's already got the app running in browser. So here's the first page you're greeted with. You can blur all photos. I'm going to say no on that. I'm going to continue. And looks like we've...
okay, yeah, first, there's nothing there. So,
well, no, hang on. There's posts. Here's a post here. This is... Maybe I can get the translate on this. This looks like it's in Cyrillic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Googling it, and that should... No, of course that doesn't take me... You know what? If I put in a bunch of strange characters, Google, you need to figure out what I'm doing. I'm obviously wanting to try... I don't know how to search that.
Let me do it. I'm going to do it. Russian to English. Let me just enter it. Yale Professor Gary B. Gordon and Jeffrey Zhang of the U.S. Federal Reserve Board of Governors have developed two regulatory frameworks for stable coins. And there's a link.
Okay. And so that is
just like a news. You can post like a news article.
Well, that was 13 minutes ago. And it's about, so that how much longer does it have then? 17 minutes? Well, we just said it. So now it's out here forever. So we've kind of defeated the...
It's fucking torpedoed his whole website.
Okay, yeah. Here's a guy. Here's a photo. Here's a photo post.
I guess this is the webmaster or something. He's in front of a computer.
This could be the webmaster. This could be the domain master. Yeah, and he's got a computer here. Looks like there's some lines. I want to say it's a graph. I don't know if that's the right term. The lines going up and down. He's on an Apple II computer there, and he's he's got a coffee mug as well. Mike, you've got one of those.
That's right, Jeff. I do.
We actually have more in common than we might think. But this one, and it's hashtagged with Rare Press. That's been around for 9 minutes, so 20 minutes to go, 20 minutes plus on this. So that's something interesting to think about. The first time I clicked on this, and I'm realizing the folly of this now. I clicked on it, a couple hours ago, and there was a bunch of anti-vaccine propaganda on here. But now it's all gone, so I guess no harm, no foul.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. So there's a lot of Bitcoin stuff right now.
Someone just uploaded a photo of their cat, and their floor looks like shit. You could tell it's laminate. It's not hardwood. Oh, my God.
At least it's not bubbling, though, right? It's not bubbling in the middle. It's been glued down properly. Oh, no. Well, this is not the first or the last free speech app that I think we'll ever see on Kickstarter. But I'm super excited for ass app. God, that's not good.
And I feel
bad because it's an English as a second language thing. He doesn't know that it looks like ass, you know?
What is ass?
Yeah.
What is ass? I do not.
It's not good. It's not good, Ruslan. It's not good to say this. But this is a cool. This is actually a cool thing here. Taking pictures of, well-known people.
Mandela, inspired by Nelson Mandela. But here's the one that's most egregious, I think, as seen on. And then these logos of news stations. Put the link to it. You can't because it doesn't exist. He lied.
He's a liar. But that's protected speech, right?
That's right.
Didn't think about that, did you? Oh, you thought we could throw him in jail for lying. That's what you thought. That's why you're never going to get anywhere. You don't believe in this app. You don't believe in building better borderless. You don't believe in free speech being everything. That's why you'll never give this guy $1. That's why he'll never get to $174,000 US to build his ass app. So, thanks for nothing, Mike, as usual. I've got one. If you don't mind, I want to talk about one that Jamie sent in. Jamie, thanks for sending this one in. This is called Gavin Turk, Pisclo de Artista. Pisclo de Artista. Well, you know what?
Let's hear it right from the...
I don't know. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth, huh?
Shows a guy with his back turned and he's jacking off.
No, well, I don't think he was. Okay.
Hello, my name's Gavin Turk, and... I'm selling my piss.
Oh, you're pissing.
What? What? How'd your piss come out when you were jacking off?
I've had this idea. It's to make an artwork producing 1,000 specially created cans of my own urine. This has actually been inspired by Piero Manzoni, who 60 years ago today created one of the most important and endlessly controversial artworks ever made, Merda d'Artista.
Manzoni created 90 tins of his own excrement. And today, 30 of those tins are in museums around the world. Recently, one of these tins sold for over $250,000.
That's fine. That's good.
Back in 1961, Manzoni sold each of his tins for their equivalent price in gold. I've been collecting my own urine now for over a year, and I'm ready to get into art.
That's fine too.
I want you to get this artist's piss artwork published. I'm planning to sell my piss for its weight in silver.
Okay.
Be part of making this happen.
Can't come up with your own idea or what?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
When I first came across the work by Manzoni, of course, I thought things could not get any worse. Later on, though...
What does that mean?
It made me realize that it had taught me a fundamental lesson.
What do you mean things couldn't get any worse? What does that mean?
...is simply a human system created and sustained by the question of value.
The canning machine is cool. I like that.
Yeah. Can I give me one of those?
Playful work. I'm acknowledging various...
I would definitely piss in a bunch of cans.
Like liquid versus...
I would do it a lot more if I had a machine for it. Heavy
silver versus gold.
All right. Look. So...
Why is this important, sound, Jeff?
Yeah. Says this I don't
go
know.
Ahead.
No. No!
This project engages with the often fraught commentary of ascribing value to a work of art. Like, we just need the first guy to point out that art is so crazy.
That's awesome, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know that it's hack to be like, oh, modern art. You're just splashing the paint on the canvas or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that. That's fine. It's not my type of thing, really, but it's okay. I think maybe pissing in cans and selling it is sort of a little bit different than that, especially when this guy's doing a find and replace on some other dude's art.
Yeah.
He said, that guy did poop, I'll do pee. That guy did gold, I'll do silver. I mean, that's not even... I don't think it's good to poop in a bunch of cans and sell it. I think maybe it's good to rip off the rich guys who are buying the poop cans, and that's pretty funny.
Kind of torn here. You don't know who to root for.
I know. But then to just rip off that guy is ripping it off part of the art as well. Like you thought the poop was valuable because one guy did it. Aha! What you actually didn't know is that I can rip it off and also make money off of it. No,
You're not surprising me with any information here that people are crazy and will spend money on stuff.
You're doing YouTube level social experiments. You're not, I don't think you can say, I don't know that this is art. I think you're doing social experiments.
Not art because all art is NFTs now. That's where we need to go.
That's true. Yeah. If you could now digitize your piss, now we're talking. Okay. But as long as your piss is in the physical realm.
Took a picture of my piss and I'm selling it for.
Mike, you joke, but you know what, dude? That's probably next. That's probably the next thing that's going to happen. I mean, the way things are going. But how much does this cost? Well, let's see. $35 you get a t-shirt. $69. That is hilarious. You get a signed monograph book. Don't know what that is. $103 you get a piss poster. Let's see. Well, how do I get a fucking can of piss? Here we go. $275, the early bird price, you get a can of piss, and he does have a disclaimer here, you're not supposed to drink the piss. I know. Yeah. then there's also $344 out of lot two, you get some piss. I guess that day he had less piss, maybe because supply and demand. What would be the
Busy, I guess.
Is older piss more valuable? Is newer piss more valuable? What is the what's the breakdown on this? Well, you can also get a 3D font print of it for $1,300. That's crazy. You don't even get piss with that. I don't understand. Well, and here you go. For $10,980, you get one special evening at Atelier Gavin Turk. One special evening dinner at Atelier Gavin Turk. I don't know. I guess his restaurant or someone he knows. I don't know. Four guests, and each guest will receive an artist piss. That's so cool. That's cool. Yeah. If you know three other people who would like a can of piss, and also to look at the guy and talk to the guy who pissed in the can and know he's laughing at you the whole time, this could be a great way to spend $11,000. Me personally, I would buy like a Nissan Sentra or something. I don't think I would do the piss dinner, but I don't know.
I would probably help people.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's crazy. Come and lock me up.
Do people still need help? Because I know we elected Biden. I don't know if people are still
checking in on that whole thing.
Yeah. let's see. Okay. Oh, interesting. Danny comments, great project. I'm a huge fan of Manzoni, so yeah, give me your piss. I don't think that tracks, actually. You should get the poop from the guy you like, not the piss from another guy you don't like. Okay, whatever.
What if you hate this guy's piss?
Yeah.
I loved this guy's poop, but...
It's a fucking bait and switch. You go in to buy one guy's poop, and the salesman, the slick salesman says, okay, well, I can't... We're out of that guy's poop.
Yeah, we just ran out of poop. And we have some pee that just came in. It's the same thing.
Trying to get a discount on the piss. Well, listen, I can talk to my manager and see what we can do for you about the price on the piss. But I got to tell you, a lot of people are wanting the piss because they also think it's the poop. So they're talking about whether the can can hold up to time. And of course it will, because it's a fucking can full of piss. It's not like, I mean, it's not carbonated. Anyway, he says, thanks for the response. One final thing with Manzoni's project, number two would surely be the most sought after. Number two is poop, so the number two in the series would be the most sought after poop. With that in mind, I'd suggest that number one of this project is the most desirable. What can I bribe you with in order to receive the illustrious number one? Gavin says, number one is sold, not assigning certain numbers to anyone. I can't really understand what that means, but maybe he got a private buyer to buy number one of his piss?
Yeah. Please do help yourself to my piss, he says in here. This guy's funny. Let's get him on the fucking show.
I don't think this is good. This is not the type of art for me. I like a nice painting of a cloud, maybe, or like a picture of a lady, or there's a cool race car or something. I am not the I'm not the piss can guy. What I was blown away by here, though, is that this is tagged Project We Love on Kickstarter.
Is it for real?
It really, really is. And it's made $76,000 of 27,134 backers, 21 days to go. What's happening?
That's silly.
What's happening here? I don't know. Maybe he's an artist of note. I don't have any idea. But if he keeps it up with this kind of bull hockey, I don't think he's going to be around in the art world for long. I'll say that. My friends in the art world tell me that he's not long for this world with all this pit.
Would you guys like to buy some of my barf 10 years down the road? Get out of here.
I'll tag. It'll be this. Barf is the same price as Bitcoin. Please. Shut up. All right. Well, that's piss. That's piss in a can. Mike, what do you got next?
Oh, what do I got? I got something called Faith Meat. I don't know if that interests you at all. Faith Meat? It's
no,
next gen.
Pass.
What's that? Let me explain. It's a next gen Christian social network.
Fine. I guess I'll listen to you talk about it for like 6 minutes.
All right. Listen to my voice. And this is where you play it. So it sounds like
okay. My voice. And this is you talking because I'll hit play.
You play the video, yeah. And then
got it. Hitting play in 3, 2, 1. Video starts now.
Social media often tend to focus on repetitive, generic content that represents rather superficial, secular principles. With billions of daily users, the impact of social media on our culture is indisputable. Yet, core Christian values seem lost in the information noise. Being seen and heard online as a Christian may be challenging. dilution of faith-based content on the major platforms forces users to scatter their attention, making them unable to receive relevant updates, attend virtual church events, send prayers, and make donations. That's why we are introducing FaithMeet, a Christian social network helping to connect, share, and represent our mission, embracing the identity and goals of our community. FaithMeet allows Christians worldwide to have a direct relationship between the followers and churches of their choice, offering access to videos, music, updates, virtual events, prayer requests, and many more.
Calling all prayer warriors! Finally, a new app for those fucking guys. Are you not getting enough church stuff on Sunday? Do you need it every other day too? This is a serious question. If you're into the church thing, do you not find that one day is basically, does that top you off for the whole week? Or do you have to constantly be like reminding yourself about like how much you like going to church and thinking about church stuff all day, every day? I mean, what the fuck?
I think so. I think people are, you know, sitting around and thinking about, God damn, I love that. Love that Lord.
God.
Wish I could tell people about it.
You gotta like, there's so much good TV on. They got Ted Lasso is on. Watch. What are you talking? What are you talking about? God for
football. Soccer. He's a football. Let me try. And
wait
tell
a minute.
You what it is.
I'm lost. Hang on. Okay. Wait a minute. Well. Okay. Now, surely he's from England, though, right?
That's why it's funny. He's from America.
JM. Oh no way, dude! That's so crazy. I would never expect that.
And then the next post is like calling all prayer warriors. I am being intubated tomorrow.
FaithMeet. Now I thought this was going to be dating.
I thought it was a porn site. FaithMeet.
Where
they have sex in a church or something. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Why
do I have to come up with it?
That would be serious. Why do you have to come up with all the ideas for kicks? Why are you on here inventing all of the sucks? So this is finally another social media app. So we've got two social media apps. I wonder which one of these we're going to be on in 5 years. Which one is the one we're going to spend most of our time on?
Yeah.
FaithMeet. So we're on FaithMeet doing stuff like it's Wednesday, right? It's Wednesday, and we're like, oh, countdown to church. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So 4 days.
4 days.
4 days till church. Can't wait. Next day, come on. 3 days till church.
3 days somebody till church. Who's pumped?
Yeah.
I know I am. No likes.
No likes. No reaction. Somebody briefly clicked thumbs up, and then I clicked it off like right after that. So
PMing them. Did you? I just thought I saw something on my... Did you just fucking...
churches and their congregants can connect and play their own roles. We split users on FaithMeet into two groups. The churches, so this is not free speech, you can tell right away, they're splitting everybody up. The churches and ministries on one side and the congregants individuals on the others. Churches act as administrators while congregants act as members and followers. By putting power in the church's hands, we are establishing a solemn environment. Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Let the church decide what you can say on social media.
That rocks.
That's cool.
Get all of the Christian content you need in one place. Facebook for updates, YouTube for videos, Instagram for pictures. Stop wasting your time. You can get it all on FaithMeet. I would say probably you could do all of that on Facebook. And I recently tried to go on Facebook and yeah. I don't have one. I tried to go on there to look for something at one of the businesses that only has Facebook for a website, which is right up there with all of the bad stuff that Facebook has ever done to the earth, right? We're talking about convincing people to take fake medicine, doing all kinds of the genocide stuff that they love to do on there. And then also now you fucking, you want to look up what pizza places they have in your town, and they're all on fucking Facebook. You're like, I want to look at menu. I'm looking through timeline photos. Yeah. I'm looking at mobile uploads. What the fuck am I?
It's
I just want to see the menu
mess over there.
God, pull it together.
Get it together.
You got Squarespace or whatever the fuck. Go build a website. It's drag and drop. What you see is what you get. But instead, we're on
the
Facebook.
The layout for the fucking Facebook. I just saw it the other day for the first time in many a moons, and it is not looking good over there. I can't tell what's going on. I'm whipping my head around. 90 miles an hour in JF. I can't tell what's goddamn up or down over there.
Did you know, other people knew this, I know, but did you know that if you see a, if you see something on Facebook, you see a post on Facebook, again, like from a local business you want to share with somebody in your house, what I would do, what I would do is I would click the three dots, right?
Three
I'd click the share arrow.
Yeah.
And I would click that and I would find the copy link, right? And then I would airdrop it, or I would send it in a text message, or I would even fucking copy paste in an email and send that off to somebody as well. If I wanted a record of sending, you know, send something to my mom, hey, check out this pizza place. It's impossible to find the fucking menu. Good luck. But, and I'd send it off in an email. You cannot do that. There's no copy link on Facebook. What the fuck? This is what people are using?
You click a button and it says, which of your Facebook friends would you like to send this to or something?
What on earth?
Copy the fucking... Let me copy the URL, dude. Okay?
The share button is essentially a repost button, right?
Yeah. It goes... So my ranking is the three dots, because you know there's going to be some copy...
I'm living in the three dots menu all day.
And then fucking way down here, you got the share. You got the share button, because you know there's going to be some bullshit behind it.
Yep.
Share. Yep. You want to open it in an app. Why would I ever want to open this in some app on my phone or something?
Clicking one of those buttons, and wouldn't you know it, here comes Mobile Safari to save the fucking day. Are you kidding? Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I didn't open your ass. So... Yeah. I was really dismayed by that. But I do think you can do Facebook on Facebook. Obviously, you can do Facebook on Facebook. You can do videos on Facebook. You can do Instagram on Facebook, because it's the same thing, right? So Facebook pretty much has everything you want to do, including go psycho and kill your family. That's basically what I think the website is for. But you can also look at videos on it. Why would you need this? And they took the font. They took the Facebook font and made it blue and stuff.
It rocks. You know, they were so mad they couldn't get Facebook. They were like, God damn it, somebody already has this fucking thing.
Do they already have? I'm curious, actually. What is Facebook?
Probably. I think Facebook was taken by a bunch of, I don't know. I've seen it on some t-shirts at Flying J. that's my tether to it.
All rights reserved. Facebook. They've parked it. They've parked it. Not secure, though, gang. Not secure.
Your connection is not private.
I'm out. You talk about a middleman between me and God. It better be that security cert, and that's it. That's the only thing I want coming between me and Jesus Christ. Well, it says, look, hey, this is the market for this, gang. There's 2.4 billion Christian users. Now, if we could only just get a fraction of those people on our fake-ass website. Shut up. You stink. It's going to be free for members and followers. I mean, I would hope so if you want your fucking social network to be free. But why is there a subscription fee at all? They want to be as transparent about it as possible. The guiding principle to help us to answer this question was to do whatever we believe would allow us to answer God's call and help as many people as possible grow their relationship with God. Isn't that so cool that God does? God wants them to make money and stuff every month. That's so nice.
I always love the people who say, like, God wants me to do this. God told me that this is my,
okay.
Are you sure about that, bro?
Are you sure?
Like, you just kind of came up with it.
Because I feel like I don't even know what my wife wants me to do, and she's in my house, you know? I'm like, are you sure you want me to fucking get the... I need a lot of help.
Can you ask that motherfucker what I should do? Because I'm kind of fucking flailing around over here.
For $200, you get 50% off a Faith Meet retail subscription price of $3.99. Oh my God, that's a lot of money. And you're going to get what? Well, you're going to get to beta test it. So that's typically something you don't pay for. Actually, even sometimes you're compensated for beta testing software. But in this case, they sort of flip the script on you in a way that only the church can. You'll be paying them for beta access to their website, and you'll be telling them why you're leaving. You're never coming on here again. I'm going right back to Facebook with all my fun groups and my pokes and my gangsta drugs. What was the game that you played on there where you sold drugs?
I don't know.
Am I thinking about the calculator game?
I think maybe. It was probably that too. They had that when I was on Facebook. I think they had goddamn Farmville. When I was on Facebook, it was only fucking one page long. It's goddamn Facebook.
Wow.
That's how long ago it was, JF. They had only had one page in it. The goddamn book.
In the book, yeah, the book, yeah. They were still. I think they were still writing the table of contents in the Facebook.
When I was
yeah,
on the goddamn Facebook. The ink was still fucking wet.
That is a zero. That is a fucking zero. All right. Well, that's Faith Meat. I thought it was going to be a porno. I thought it was going to be a fucking yep. porno about cocks. But how about this? How about Hopan, the smart way to cook?
Is this porno? No. God
no,
damn it.
I know. None of these is porno this week. It sucks. This is how you're going to cook 5-star meals like a master chef. It's finally become easy as well, which is so good. With this smart cooking pot and AI mobile app. Let's check this out.
Have you often spent too much time and effort during cooking that you become too exhausted to eat and enjoy the conversation at the dinner table? And perhaps the result even looks disappointing. With the right cooking tool, you will never have to spend a lot of time and effort. Introducing Hopan, a smart electric pot that can assist you to cook delicious meals effortlessly through our AI technologies. Say goodbye to traditional pots and follow the smart Hopan to upgrade your kitchen and make cooking easier. Operating Hopan is very simple. Just plug in the cable.
Ooh, proprietary charger.
To go. Select a wide variety of cooking modes on the app and set the pot.
The phone was big as fuck. You see the size of the hand on?
Yeah, this. That's some Dave and Buster shit.
Allows you to cook consistently throughout the process and prevents you from undercooked or burnt. If you are too busy, lazy, or not proficient at cooking, don't worry. You can select our smart cooking function to let Hopan cook for you. Choose the dish you prefer to cook from our recipes in the app. Then, our mobile application will control Hopan's temperature levels step by step for you and notify you what to do and how to do it at the right time.
This music is like at a 10
on the screen.
On the energy level scale. I know.
I'm
nuts.
Here's what this really is my philosophy of life. So get your pen ready. I think that there aren't actually shortcuts to doing stuff. There's just ways that take less time, right? And there are massive trade-offs for that. So you can do this. You can cook your dinner in the pot. You can learn how to cook food for yourself in a single pot with a proprietary charging cable and an app. And you can eat food like that if that's what you want to do. And most of the time, you'll get food in your belly. But here's the trade-off. You have no fucking idea what you're doing. You're not learning anything. And you actually do need to be able to feed yourself at some point without using the smart pot, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to learn the skill. This is an important skill, is feeding yourself. So, like when I'm talking to my kids, I tell them there's important stuff and then there's less important stuff. And, you know, you're feeling nervous about, like, for instance, trying out a new activity or talking to a new friend that you're not really sure if you're going to hit it off or they might not like you or whatever. I try to tell them you can't control the outcomes all the time, right? But you should try things. You should try the thing like my kid told me. She was like, I saw these boys and they were playing magic cards, right?
Yeah.
And the other people were coming up to them and looking at them and they're like, get away, we're playing magic cards. And she was like, but I want to learn how to play magic cards. I think it looks fun. I wonder if they'll teach me how to play magic cards. And I was like, well, they may be rude to you because 10-year-old boys are little shits. Yeah. So they're probably not going to be very nice. But you never know until you try. And also, if they're mean, you don't want to play with them anyways, right? So who cares? And also, I'll get you some magic cards. I'll learn how to play magic with you, and we'll have fun until you get bored because it's for nerds.
These kids don't understand that, though.
I know. You can't tell them that.
I'm telling my kid. He's like, some kid was like mean to me. I'm like, well, that kid's a fucking asshole. And also, what's his last name? And but like, I was like, you don't fucking hang out with some dork who's a piece of shit. My exact words to my 12-year-old son. I said, you don't want to hang out with some motherfucker who's a piece of shit, do you?
He's like,
and he said,
no.
He said, fuck no. Fuck no, I don't. Pop.
Yeah. That's right, champ. But you have to, like, you do eventually have to step out and, like, allow yourself to fail, right? So it's okay to get a normal pot from fucking Kohl's or whatever. Get the little Martha Stewart pot, and it comes in the package, and it's dishwasher safe, it says, even though it's really not, and you put it in there and all this nonstick coating goes away, whatever. Guess what? You learned your lesson. Now you won't do that anymore, right? You burned your salmon. Well, what am I going to do now? You're going to choke down the burned salmon, number one. And next time, you won't burn the fucking salmon. But now you've learned something. You've learned a skill. Yeah. You can improve on that and go on. You lost the proprietary charger for your fucking your smart pot. What are you going to do? Starve to death, probably. Because you're too soft. You're too soft for this earth now, you know?
Fucking make it out here. Get out of here. Fucking Gordon Ramsay in your ass.
I don't know. How do you feel about these? How do you feel about the smart tech in the kitchen? These one pot, these newfangled gadgets and gizmos in the kitchen, Mike. Is there one you like?
I love a fucking kitchen gadget, man. We just got a pasta maker over here, Gal and I, you know? We're cooking up a goddamn storm over here.
What's the pasta maker? You're talking about the twisty thing?
The thing you turn the crank and it goes through, you know, sick.
Okay, now, but what do you have to do to get there? You have to make the pasta yourself. This is a pasta cutter, basically, right? You're making the pasta yourself. You're moving the thing yourself. You know, you've added a skill to your repertoire now, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I was doing before I got it.
Yeah. Well, look. I'm the same way. I got a mandolin one time and I tried it and I was like, oh my God, this is not safe at all. Put it away, never touched it again. But now I know it's okay to just use a knife and get close enough with the fucking, I don't need the
instrument. Mandolin.
No, I'm actually really, really good at that. do you want me to go get it? But you know, like, I feel like I'm about to break on this air fryer thing. I know so many people like it who are like, I'm making small meals, I'm making quick meals, all this stuff. To me, I've always said it's just a convection oven. I don't know what the big, it's a marketing gimmick, whatever, that's fine. But I'm seeing so many recipes now that have air fryer in it. I'm like, I guess I'll just make the recipe. I'll just get the air fryer. Will everybody be happy with me if I just get the fucking air fryer? Is that what's
great
cool?
Great way to make wings, JF. Unbelievable wings in that motherfucker.
Here's what I don't need. I don't need the device that makes it easier to eat frozen food. I don't need. People are like, oh man,
you're
it makes
frozen
fucking French
wings or what?
No, but that's what don't people say. Wings. They're like, oh, it's made pizza rolls better than anything else. Oh, I'm like, I don't need the. That's not where I'm at. I'm not trying to eat more pizza rolls better. I want the pizza rolls to be bad so that I don't do it again.
Yeah, I know they're already fucking good.
So that's what this is to me. Like opening up the app to go through all of the steps and stuff like that. It tells you the temperature yourself. It tells you the time to cook the thing. I don't need AI in the kitchen. AI, keep the AI out of the kitchen. Okay. I'm the only intelligent life form that we need to have in the kitchen. Okay. And when the dog comes in to sniff the lettuce I dropped on the ground and go, ooh, no, thank you. What the fuck is that, by the way? What the
lettuce
fuck
is
that?
Good. What the fuck is your problem?
Lettuce is good for your digestion, dude. What's your problem? Yeah. Oh, I didn't drop the fucking filet mignon on the floor. I'm sorry. What the fuck?
Like a fucking cat who's knows you got a rotisserie chicken in the house.
Yeah.
Coming up and smelling on it. And then you give them a small piece of goddamn meat. And they say, no thanks. I just want to kind of lick the juice that it was in.
I want to ruin your food. I don't actually want any for myself. I know. What a mistake. What a mistake. And then the lettuce is on the floor and you don't want to vacuum it because then you've got lettuce in your vacuum filter and you can't sweep it up with your hands because it's like rolling instead of getting into your, you know what I mean? It's like rolling, like trying to pick up a fucking penny off the ground. I spilled a bunch of lettuce recently.
You should have just kicked it under the fridge.
God damn it.
Kick it under the fridge.
Okay. I'll kick it under there. Mr. Kicks the lettuce under the fridge. Bring it back. The lettuce under the fridge challenge for charity this time, okay?
You guys remember 100 bucks. Big viral post?
Yeah. Open, like Ninja at New Year's trying to do the fucking the little fucking dance.
The floss dance, yeah.
$100 gets you two of these fucking things, so you know they can't be. If you get two of something for $100, it ain't shit. There's no way it's any good, and the salmon will be awful in this. But you get two of them for that much money. 195 of those are left, so act now. This thing so far has raised $9,990 of $10,000, so it's right there. 110 backers, 27 days ago. Somebody tossed these guys $10 to make their dreams come true. AI in the kitchen at last, Mike. What do you got for me in your last one of the day?
Got one here, JF. This one's called by the name of Amber B. It's I saw you duck there, but it's not that type of bee. This is an app, JF, based on the Sufa game.
Get my EpiPen. Mike's talking about bees again.
I'm swelling up. he needs his glasses. JF needs his glasses. My girl, when he's in the casket.
We just watched that.
Little bloated Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, my family. I mean, I peaced out after a certain time, but my kids, yeah, this is my family. This sucks. I'm going to leave y'all to it. It's been real seeing y'all. I'll catch you probably in a couple days. I'll be downstairs. Yeah, they watched My Girl and My Girl 2. Awful, terrible movies. Dan Aykroyd in that thing, and he's like,
yeah,
he's not funny. He's not doing Conehead.
He's not getting a blowjob from a ghost or something.
Oh, yeah, that part. Yeah, and we did fucking. So they've seen a lot of Dan Aykroyd because we watched Ghostbusters as well. And we fast forwarded through that part.
Putting your hand up and run.
Yeah. It's like, even though it's not even clear, what's happening in it. I thought there was more to it than that. But really, the ghost just kind of like unzipped. It's like it's a fucking cock tease, if anything, you know? Yeah.
You're fucking squeezing your shit like fucking ready to go.
Anyway, what else? What else is in the news, Mike? Amber B. It says here Amber B is in the news again. Yeah, well, this one. Let's see.
Let's see here. Kids everywhere play rock, paper, scissors. The game is very old. It is said that people played it 2,000 years ago in China. Fucking weird.
Okay.
It is said, legend has it.
Where did you read that? Where did you fucking... No, this guy's bio is so weird. What the fuck? What is this?
Yeah. He put his like whole resume in there.
Okay, that's unusual.
I don't get the Sufa part of the game.
Suefa? Yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah, I'm not sure. Rock, scissors, paper. Is that something? Is maybe it's called that somewhere else? I know the Sufi. Is he talking about the Sufi, maybe?
Oh my god, what is this? The UEFA Champions League, Jesse.
Yeah. All this is in... This is in a different language. This is in Greek or something.
Some fucking Greek or some shit.
Wait, but it's like a mobile game?
It's a mobile scissors game.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but it's... You know, because there's not one out there for that. So these people have created a little...
Okay.
You know how much it sucks to want to play fucking paper, rock, scissors and you don't have anybody around. Now you can do it online on your phone.
I don't have my kit. I don't have my rock, paper, scissors kit. I left it in my other car. Okay, so this guy, let's see, he was born December 20th, 1970, it says here. It's important to note. Then he went to computer school. Then he went to Latvian University for math and computer science. He graduated June 93. Great year. Diploma, differential equations, master's degree in math and computers. He went to SUNY Buffalo. He had an MBA in business. He worked in the bank computer center in Latvia. Let's see, internet trading, web design, proprietor of the web design company and the software company in Lithuania and Belarus.
I mean, just putting your whole... CV on there.
Yeah, just keep it short and sweet, I think. I mean, why don't you tell me about your first project here, which is flying car. So
yeah, that's another good part of it, because another project that he made was this fucking drone.
Yeah,
which is just a car.
This is called, oh my god, this is big.
Flying car NR1 heavy lift utility cargo drone, the unique flying vehicle. Flying object, the car, which is geared so easily like a common car but flying, can fly and hover on Mars. So
well, that'll be good when we get up there for sure. What the rewards were here for the flying car is for 40 euros.
You get a flying car. Oh my God. You got to bump that up.
Obviously not including shipping, but still a good deal. Now for 40 euros, you got a plant from the community garden. What the fuck are you talking about? Why is that? Don't go dig up a plant from your backyard and send it to me. I ordered a flying car. Those are different.
I love this. I love when one of the render images that he has is just the Fantastic Four car.
Yeah. It could be like this maybe, unless Doctor Doom shows up. Yeah.
This is a model that we going to use for our At Valette 1. As their word, we will offer the 3D printed model in a 1/50th scale. Whatever,
man. Okay, back to the paper, rock, scissors. He is kind enough to throw up the chart that shows you what beats what, which
kind of a refresher, huh?
Let's see. Okay, scissors. Okay, why would scissors beat paper? Oh, okay, it cuts it. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Well, rock and paper, I would think probably rock beats paper, because scissors beats paper and rock is better than scissors, right? But it says here paper covers rock. So okay,
if you threw a rock against a sheet of paper, tear right through it. So you gotta.
Isn't that exactly what happens in the Shawshank Redemption? Am I crazy? Doesn't he throw a small rock?
Rock beats paper.
Rock beats paper every time, and Andy Dufresne beats the warden, baby. Let's go. Just watched that with my kids as well. They loved it. They loved all of this.
The Brooks scene. they were cheering when the old man hung himself in his rented rooms. We hate you. We hate this guy, Dad.
Boy. You got to expose them to culture, though. Otherwise, they're never going to learn. Okay, look, this is short instructions that are given with and attached to the very popular game in all over the world, rock, paper, scissors. This says, okay, our programmers realize that this extremely popular game is not played over the smartphones. Weird. You put weird in parentheses.
Yeah, you mean to tell me there's not a paper, rock, scissors, but he means collaboratively or against other people. There's not a paper, rock, scissors thing. So... And we have worked out the game rock, scissors, paper in two modes for mobile apps, dual and tournament mode for two and more than two players, and put it in the main internet stores, Google Play and Apple Store, where everyone can get it. That's cool.
Okay, so what is the significance of Amber B? What does that mean?
Do not know. They do not say.
Okay. Well, if you scroll down far enough, you find out that also he's trying to give away plans with this too. So this is something... This guy really wants to give away his plants on his porch. He's sick of looking at them. This is actually a good bit. If he's trying to get rid of plants and is like, what's the best way to do that? I know, I'll design and build and sell a flying car. I think that's good. I think that's funny to get rid of your small, and the plants are so small as well. They're very, very small plants.
He says like the new social network developed on a basis of this game. Another important point is the new social network developed on a basis of this game and being the integral part of the whole project, Amber B. New personal data preserving and securing social network developed on a base of this game and the clouds and blockchain technology.
Okay.
So it's a paper, rock, scissors, blockchain thing.
All right.
Pretty cool.
That is cool. Now I get it. And I did scroll down far enough to see what the Amber B is, and it looks like he's just got a bunch of these little, like, glass B figurines that he's going to try to get rid of.
Those are cute. I like them.
Them is cute, yeah. But I guess I just don't want this guy's yard sale stuff. I just don't want
him to succeed at all, is my thing. I'm jealous, I think, is my problem.
Well, what I find is when other people succeed, it makes me reflect on my failures. Yeah, that's a big
one. Something stuck in my craw whenever I hear about it. Anybody being happy or successful.
The last one I got for you, Mike. Oh, wait, we should say how much that one made. What did that one make?
You could just make up whatever. It made $2 euro of 98,999. You could just make that up if you want.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, you already did it, so there's no reason for me to make it up. Last one I've got for you, Mike, is called a world record solo, a world record performance to break the world's longest solo. This is an event that gets Twitch streaming and media coverage. So that would be potentially very huge for these group of guys here. So let's play the video. As you can see, it's Donald Trump holding a mobile phone. I don't know if this is like an album cover or something this guy likes. But anyways, here's the video.
I don't care what the Chinese say about child labor.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
IRS, you can suck my fucking taint if you think I'm going to get the IRS involved.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there.
Smashing the phone down really hard on its face.
Can we get some more fucking echo in this conference room that he's in? Jesus Christ.
Win friends, seduce clients. You might be asking yourself, who is this pussy-slinging James Bond villain?
I'm asking myself, why can I not hear anything? I cannot hear a single word.
See big things, all right? And when I tell you I'll do something, you can believe your fucking guts I'll do something. For example, a bad business deal with the Chinese.
I mean, that said me getting waterboarded, right?
Yeah. He's on some kind of irony level for sure.
Yeah.
But I have to be able to hear the jokes you're saying about Chinese business deals in order for this whole thing to land. And I just can't. And unfortunately, I just cannot hear how funny they are.
I will do anything for money. So, why should you give your hard-earned cash to somebody like me, a wealthy, lucky businessman? The answer is very simple.
Now it's a different guy now. I don't know what the guy. This is a different guy.
Rewards and benefits.
We're doing a world record for longest guitar solo, baby. Fuck. Longest guitar solo. Longest guitar solo.
Car driving by.
Longest guitar solo ever. There's going to be, if you donate enough money, it'll be here on the screen or whatever. If you donate enough, there'll be different rewards, okay? We're going to be live streaming this, okay? There'll be like, you know, the name written on the guy.
Yes.
Solo.
Yep.
And like a cardboard cutout with women. With women that will be around, that will be looking at the cardboard cutout, showing how much of a badass you are. Okay.
Steven Seagal popped up.
You want honor. You want
so,
to fund our ambition.
Let me say this. Now the reason I mentioned earlier about telling my kids that it's important to try and fail because you learn and get better. Is this right here,
they're
right?
They're kids. You're supposed to tell them bullshit like that. Like, you don't really believe. You're supposed to tell them that.
The truth is, if you fail once, everything's over, man.
You shouldn't be attempting anything once you turn like 16, I guess. Just give up.
These guys, I don't know. I'm not actually sure if they're like in high school or college or something like that. But I think I'll just read the thing. It says, to start off, this is not a joke, Kickstarter, or a prank. This is a legitimate plea to fund an ambitious project that has taken 80 hours of work to simply get a professional contract with a world record agency. The point of the entire Kickstarter is to generate capital for the purpose of funding a location and equipment to record this event with professional sound and tech equipment. $2,000 is a modest amount of money for the rewards each and every one of our backers will receive. Hello, my name is Mark. Okay, so that's what you put at the beginning. You put the hello, my name is Mark. I would cut that part and I would scoot it up to the... Anyways, so these guys, they're friends. They've got a young startup acid rock band. I actually don't know what that is, but I believe that is something that is real. Dan, what is acid rock? Is that like Grateful Dead stuff?
I guess, yeah.
What is a rock band?
I don't know. It's a video game.
Okay, now I actually kind of like this. They're doing a project here. November 25th, they're going to get a group of musicians together. They're going to give a stunning performance at a college auditorium. The solo will last for 3 to 9 consecutive days with 5-minute breaks in between each hour. So
that's cheating. Don't take a break.
Well, they also have a group of musicians rotating in schedule to do the solo. So Now, you know, if I was playing by the numbers here, I would say I don't think that's a true solo.
Yeah. Solo means I'm not up to date on my French here, Jeff, but solo means one.
Well, I know lechuga is lettuce in Swahili. But you know, maybe not a true solo. And also, even if it was, maybe I wouldn't want to hear it. Maybe it wouldn't be that interesting of a thing to do even. But here's the thing. These guys are young and they made a video, which if you could hear it, might have been funny. They had like little pictures popping up and stuff like that. This is so much more than I was doing at this time in my life, and even arguably today.
To now,
that I want to give these kids the push, unless they're like nasty. Some of the kids who are like real into the racism. I don't know, but you know, some of these kids are not too good out there. So let's hit pause on encouragement too much. I don't want to give these guys a huge boost and say they're doing great, because they're not. They fucked up real bad. They're probably evil. But it's good to swing. It's good to take a swing, okay? We're not just going to get on base by walking, okay? We're not the Oakland Athletics under Billy Bean. Moneyball, great movie. Check it out. Okay? We got to go up there. We got to take a swing at the bat. We got to try some stuff. And they're trying some stuff here. I'm excited to see what their project's going to be 10 goofy-ass failures from now, okay? And I think maybe it's not fair to be this young and have videos of you saying stuff on the computer. I think that's an unfortunate place to be. God damn, I'm so glad this type of stuff was not around when I was this age. Holy shit. We would be in trouble. And I looked like shit too. My wife just sent me a collage of our like prom or like school dance photos that we took in high school, 9th, 10th, 11th grade. And she looks fantastic, of course. I look like a nasty little goblin. I look like an assistant football coach. I look fucking foul. I don't know what aesthetic I was going for.
She sent the pics to me, and I have to agree. You look like absolute shit.
Okay. I thought I asked her to stop sending pictures to you. it's good. We're the exact correct age. Do you realize that we're the exact right age, and any other age would be bad to be?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because if we were 5 years older, we'd be ransacking the farm supply for medicine to inject in our veins over the fucking toilet and dying. Right. And if we were 5 years younger, there would be 60-minute videos of us on YouTube, like pulling our cocks out as a joke on our friends. Like, we just—it's just—I
don't know if there'd be one of me doing it.
Anyway, I'm glad none of those videos exist. So world record solo. I won't. You know, the last solo I saw was none too good. Yeah, it started. I don't know what the fucking guy's name. His name's like Arlen Elmo or something. I don't know what his name is.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The guy who played Han Solo, and so his name is like his name's like Elmo. Oh, that guy, yeah. Elmo something. I didn't watch it either. I'm just lying. I'm a fucking liar. You caught me another lie. Sorry.
Last solo I saw was on goddamn faithmeet.com. Guy was absolutely laying some pipe in this beautiful church.
$1 pledge of $2,051, one backer, 51 days to go. Here's my advice.
He was going in, he was going out, he was doing the whole nine yards.
He was going in and out. Okay. I think you should definitely do the solo anyways. It doesn't matter how much money you raise. Do the solo anyways. Take something from that, apply it to your future. And also important piece of, as soon as you get a job, start a Roth IRA. It's very important. It's very important, even if you're just doing weird guitar stuff, you still need to start early. Compound interest, a magical thing. That's my advice to the youth, and I know they're listening. Thank you guys so much for your support. It's almost time to end the show, Mike, but we do have time for one more segment. It's called That's Where You Come In.
You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-259-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're
You're gonna wanna let him know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
All right, Mike, that's where you come in. We've got a nice message here from friend of the show, Vinny. Vinny writes, "Dearest Michael and Jesse, when we were opening our wedding, sorry, when we were ordering our wedding invites, you wouldn't open your wedding invites because you're sending them
send
to other
one
people.
To yourself, yeah. What's this?
No,
oh, how
knowing,
nice.
Seriously though, knowing Vinny, would it surprise you if Vinny sent one to his
classic,
own self?
Classic Vinny shit. That would be some classic Vinny shit, bro.
The Vinster. In fact, probably right, honestly, right now as we record, he's probably walking down the aisle right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Isn't that crazy to think about?
Don't do it. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey, Vinny, enjoy the last day of your life, pal. Us in the fucking... Us up in the rafters two, like the Muppet
fucking,
guys.
Two fucking losers nobody invited showing up to the... Hey, I think I heard the funeral march from Darth Vader. Huh?
Hey, I knew it was a white wedding, but this is ridiculous. Vinny only has white friends. When we were ordering our wedding invites, I asked if we could get an extra one quote so I could mail it to a podcast because it's something people have done before, and she laughed at me. So here is a scan of the invite instead, and look at this beautiful invitation here. Vinny scanned it. I mean, I've got the address. I could read this out loud right now. Would not be a problem. Their full names, everything. Social security number on here as well. I don't remember that being something you did for a wedding invite.
Like a mistake, yeah.
That's unusual. Blood type as well. Sorry it's such short notice, but with it being tomorrow and all. I guess he wrote this last night. Oh, my gosh. Next time you guys talk to Chris, let him know Vinny from Innie finally did it. I proposed to my wife 2 years ago and called into his show shortly after. He was very nice and supportive then. And all the other times, putting up with me as a frequent caller. Emma was so sweet as well. I would message Chris about these genuine heartfelt feelings, but I know how he reacts to messages from strangers out of the blue, just playing, but not really. Love you, Vinny. We'll make sure he gets that message and sends you one of his own.
Hey, Vinny says, what's up? Who the fuck is that? Just kidding. Instantly pissed off.
Congratulations, Vinny. Wish we could have been there, but like you said, it was kind of short notice. And it says here, it says no vax, no mask requirement of this. So I don't know. Strange.
Yeah, I wouldn't be showing up.
I would not go there. Jeez, Vinny. God, I think you know a guy.
Hi, Mike and JF. This is Mitch on the web. How intensive? Calling to you. I'm live on Twitch right now, and I'm playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire right now. I'm on the million-dollar question right now, and I need a little bit of help. So the question is, which of these evangelists is a cousin of rocker Jerry Lee Lewis? A, Billy Graham. B, Oral Roberts. C, Jerry Falwell. Or D, Jimmy Swaggart? Give me a call back with the answer, if you can, in the next half a minute. Love you. Bye.